State Representative Jay Wasson of Nixa gives credit to the other chamber for the success.
Senate leadership giving us an opportunity for that filibuster to go a while was a big key.
A big key because it signaled that Senate leadership would call the bluff of House Speaker Rod Jetton and was willing to block other legislation until the village law repeal was decided. Another key, a contentious House Republican caucus meeting in which opponents of the law released pent-up emotions about Jetton's role in getting the law passed last year and his strenuous efforts to block the repeal. Wasson worried about fallout.
There were some moments where, you know, I felt like, are we tearing the caucus apart? Are we hurting other bills and other things? And you always concern yourself with that.
In the end, Wasson credits steady pressure applied by opponents of the law with breaking a logjam that threatened the entire session.
I don't know if I can give you a definitive answer on why it became such a big bill or an issue that sort of, for a short time, got control of both houses, you might say.
Once the House approved the repeal on the last day of the session, the floodgates opened for major legislation to win approval. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.